Next section, guidance from the courts. The first case that I want to look at is Horton versus Young, a 1971 case involving a bricklayer who had contracts with a main contractor for bricklaying at various building sites within 55 miles from his home. A situation perhaps very common to many of you AAT members. He worked on each site for 3 weeks or so. Mr. Horton attributed one-third of his travelling expenses to travelling between sites and the balance to travelling to and from his home. The commissioners refused a deduction for home-to-site travel, but the courts upheld the appeal, deciding that travel for a temporary purpose was allowable and finding that the nature of the trade or profession was itinerant. And that was a very key point. Guidance from HMRC about itinerant trade journeys outside the normal pattern is as follows. HMRC will allow extra costs incurred wholly for business purposes where a business is itinerant, for example, commercial travellers, or where occasional business journeys outside the normal pattern are made. HMRC confirms that it will allow a deduction for reasonable expenses incurred in such circumstances. But we must remember that HMRC may want to see receipts. They may want the proof that the expenditure has been incurred. Next, I want to look at home-to-work travel of Mr. Powell. This is the case of Powell versus Jackman. Mr. Powell operated a milk round under a franchise with Unigate, and he travelled daily from home to a Unigate depot to collect his milk float and the milk which he delivered on his round. There were no office facilities for franchisees at the depot. Mr. Powell claimed the travel costs from his home to the depot. HMRC refused the claim, but the special commissioners allowed it. HMRC appealed to the High Court, and the High Court held that the costs were not allowable, distinguishing the case of Horton v. Young because there was no predictability about Mr. Horton's places of works, hence the treatment of him as an itinerant worker. However, Mr. Powell's round was based around the depot, not his home. Therefore, he wasn't an itinerant worker, and therefore the courts would not allow him a deduction for the travel from his home to the depot. The next case is a 1975 case of Caiabotti versus Quinn, which sets out the strict interpretation of the law where the cost of away meals was held to be not incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of the trade, therefore not allowable. A subcontract carpenter worked on sites within 40 miles of his home, and Mr. Quinn bought lunch for 40p compared to the home cost of about 10p, and he claimed the extra cost due to his physical work. The commissioners allowed the cost, but the revenue appealed and the courts refused a deduction on the basis that the purpose was for human need and subsistence. A famous quote from this case is that a Schedule D taxpayer, like every other taxpayer, must eat in order to live. He does not eat in order to work. Hence the disallowance. Looking at HMRC guidance, I want to consider the treatment of lorry drivers and their overnight subsistence, where HMRC says, "We have long accepted reasonable claims for the cost of evening meals and breakfast taken in conjunction with overnight accommodation, if the cost of the accommodation would otherwise be allowable as an expense in carrying on the trade of the profession. Long-distance, self-employed lorry drivers have therefore been able to claim a deduction for the reasonable cost of meals taken in conjunction with overnight accommodation. This treatment is extended to drivers who spend the night in their cabs rather than take external overnight accommodation." HMRC guidance does, however, warn that only reasonable expenses may be allowed, and the expenses claimed must be supported by adequate contemporaneous receipts. On the topic of overnight accommodation and subsistence, further guidance from the revenue tells us, where a business trip necessitates one or more nights away from home, the hotel accommodation and reasonable costs of overnight subsistence are deductible. This does not extend to overnight accommodation and subsistence at the base of business operations, even if there is a contractual requirement for the trader to reside in a particular place. You can find that guidance in BIM 37670.